Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome in, Big Bad Morning Show. I'm back. Rob's out. Ed's here. Joe's still angry. I don't know about what, but he's angry about something. Did I miss anything?
Oh, no.
Oh.
No, nothing happened.
Oh, man. What a... Getting highlights while you're... Or getting... when you were able to, getting push notifications at a concert about what's going on. And it's like, yeah, this thing's starting to unravel pretty quick, isn't
Oof.
It? But yeah, so Ed, first off, I haven't seen you. How was your weekend?
I was fine.
Yeah?
Yeah, other than the miserable the loss. It's funny, you try not to take these things personally. Like, I don't play for the team.
Yeah.
But it really does bother you when you see your team just get just annihilated.
Especially when you know how talented they are, because this is just uncalled
And then
for.
It gets, and then dealing with people, talking about it, with the fire Harbaugh nonsense, and do this, and get rid of this guy, and we're not doing... The Chiefs were playing our practice squad, literally. Literally. Like, I looked at the injury report yesterday. 14 starters were out out of 22. How do you play? There were guys on the field. It was like, I'm like, no, who's 38? He tackles. Oh, Martin. Okay. Who's that guy? Who's that?
Yeah.
The entire defensive line was out. Although, I got to give Martin credit. That guy could tackle. All 170 pounds of him?
Did you hear?
He was taking people out.
Did you hear one of the reporters over there said that he was one of the few people that talked because the veterans left and there were certain guys that didn't want to talk and they just bailed and said it was the reporter was going after some of the veteran players saying you got if a player's hurt, you can't talk to him.
Right.
You have to get permission, whatever.
Yes.
So the guys that were injured got a pass, but they left poor Keon to sit here and speak up for a team that, you know, he hasn't even been a huge part of this yet.
Right.
For this thing, but he's going to be moving forward. Because there's just so many injuries, man.
Yeah, it was something. It was something.
I bet.
Played the Ireland game.
Get up early, watch that, and that's kind
we're
of
in England next week.
Well, we got Bad Bunny at the Super Bowl, so a lot of Latin people are happy about this.
Probably not afraid of ice there.
No.
Oh.
No.
It's odd.
But this is I don't get the Bad Bunny thing. And trust me, I'm not one of those guys that's like, oh, this music isn't for me. I just don't get it. Can you name a hit? Can you name a hit? Can you name a hit? And he's one of the most popular artists in the world.
Yeah.
But that's why they're doing it. It's a worldly thing instead of it being, again, why are we playing games in England?
Yeah.
Why? Money.
Yeah.
More money, more money. Hey, we got to get new eyes, new people, new this. So you're not.
I was wondering how many new eyes they get because all you see is people from the U.S. on TV. Well, I'm assuming there's a ton of Brits there or Irish or whatever.
You know what I think it is? I think they already have a hook in the people they're going to have a hook in. So now all of their promotion, everything should be about either pushing singular games on networks.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of that, hold on. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL games all season long, including a Week 5 matchup between the Houston Texans and Baltimore Ravens. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. So like that. It's either that or you're trying to get people that don't watch your sport to watch it and hook them, right?
Yeah.
It's like the drug dealer giving out
testers.
Yeah, free samples.
Yeah.
Oh, you're back? I'm surprised. Yeah, a client for life after that point. But
yep.
But yeah, I mean, look, this whole weekend watching it and seeing it unravel, and I thought this was what's going to happen in the Ravens-Chiefs game just because of all the injuries. It's been a house of horrors there, and then now you're looking at it going, well, who ain't hurt? I mean, it seems like everybody's injured. And I didn't get to talk about it yesterday, obviously. I get so irritated when people question someone's, how do you want to put it?
Character.
Character, or whether or not they're faking an injury to come out of the game.
I'd say character for that.
Okay, yeah. Fine. It's okay to speculate in things, but when you've already made your mind up and say that this is factual, that's where I have an issue with it. But I understand how it looked from the outset. Was there a lot of talk about that?
Never crossed my mind. Yeah, there was. Ton. People accusing Lamar of faking it, and, you know, he's had enough, and he's coming out. I'm like, he ain't that guy.
That's not him at all.
That's not him at all. It's like, and I just think it's, and then, I mean, that's a serious allegation to make against somebody. It really is. It's one of those, you don't say that unless you know.
You don't say that. Yeah. But again, like this is where things are going to right. Now, I did have to tell you about my weekend because I was at Ocean's Calling.
Well, you had the big weekend.
Yeah. We got a ton of rain on Saturday. Very uncomfortable, miserable for most of the day. And it was at the point the rain would start and then it would stop. And then you get dry, and then it would start again. so you had no reprieve. And by the way, I did have a really nice raincoat to wear that day, so it worked out perfect.
Did you have it on?
Yeah.
That was my question.
My wife brought it every day just to make sure I had it.
I knew it. It's so funny.
I don't know if you can see you probably can't see how sunburned the front of my legs were. I was sitting out there the first day, and my shins, I don't think I've ever gotten sunburn on my shins. I mean, because I have the prototypical farmer's tan, you know, everywhere that you can see. Until I take my shirt off and it looks like ranch. It's not that bad, but it's close. But no, it was funny because there were a couple things that happened. And I got to tell you these stories. Just getting there, I got my legs sunburned. So then my wife was bringing out that jacket and putting it over my leg. She's like, this is going to get worse. And you're just going to be miserable.
But the rain jacket?
Yeah, just cover up from the heat. Yeah. So, all right, let me start with this. I told you this would be the arguably the gayest thing that I've ever said in my life. But Lenny Kravitz is mesmerizing. I have never in my life, I would have never thought about going to his concert. I would have never bought a ticket to see him. That dude came out on stage and you were like, he's the coolest guy in the world.
Found him attractive, did you?
I wouldn't say that, but maybe a little. Look, that guy just oozes machismo. Like, all these artists are doing the whole, I'm sorry, I think it's corny when people do it. It's about freedom, America. All you have to do is yell America and the whole crowd goes nuts. You know, it's like the Lois Griffin 9/11 and everybody loses their mind every time she says it. So they're all yelling.
America.
Peace.
F-year.
It's all about peace and love. And when Lenny says it, I'm like, Lenny, it's about love.
He's got a point.
Did you guys hear him? We're supposed to love one another. But no, even if you don't like that type of music.
I like Lenny Kravitz, actually.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I'm saying amazing performance. And that's the one thing I took away from it. But my favorite part of it is he had two prototypical rockers, guitar players.
Mm-hmm.
And you understand what I mean. Like, super skinny. Their abs have abs because they don't eat and they just smoke cigarettes all day.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the guitar players was wearing a mesh see-through shirt. So, you can see.
Are they male or female?
Male.
Male.
Male. Okay. Yeah, you're going to get this. Mesh see-through shirt. And the other one was wearing a vest. Now, I'm not talking Michael J. Fox vest from Back to the Future, and it's red and puffy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking a vest that you would wear with a suit.
Yeah.
You know, that's all he had was the vest with the two little buttons in the front.
Yeah.
He could have worn a cummerbund for all it was. It would have been the same thing. So he starts, and you can kind of see he's got abs. You can see the bottom of him, and the guy's just, as he's playing his guitar, I don't know if you're supposed to, kind of thrust your crotch out. I'm leaning back and trying to show Ed, and he's just, rocking out with that. So midway through,
please tell me this is the encore today. That's all I want, because I want to go over this again. Go ahead.
No, because I'm going to need Joe to step in here for the dancing people.
It's too long.
I've never heard that.
We're waxing poetically about
abs and Lenny
Kravitz.
That's why this is supposed to be in there. So the dude's vest, he has two buttons on it. Somehow that damn vest popped open. And I'm looking at my wife and I go, I said, he lost the war with that vest. Can you believe those buttons came off? And then, of course, close up on the abs. And, yeah. I'm telling my wife, I'm like, are you watching this? I said, I can't believe that vest wouldn't hold up for him. The guy's got a performance of a lifetime.
Damn.
And his vest popped open. His
buttons popped.
It was so stupid. But I got to say, like, festival music, and Joe, you know this. WIPIPO dancing. There is something special about white people dancing. Mm-hmm. And I had the In-N-Out guy, and Joe knows him. This one, Joe. This is, the hands are going in and out.
It's a hand jive.
And then the dude's doing it. He's right behind us. And this is at the end of the night when we're watching. Oh, God, what was Friday night? It doesn't matter. We're watching one of the artists. It's packed. There's like 55,000 people just watching this right. one. It's the only artist going on at the time. And this dude's dancing behind us. And he smells so awful.
Green Day.
Was it Green Day? Well, yeah. No, it was before Green Day.
Lenny Kravitz on Friday. That was. Are you thinking of Noah Kahn?
No. It was Lenny Kravitz. Okay. Because that's the one that he was behind us. And this dude's dancing up a storm. And I mean, that downward wind that comes down from his BO.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to slap this dude and say, go dance over there, you weirdo.
I'm going to take a shower.
But as my wife said, like, I'm not mad at people for dancing. Mm-hmm. Like doing whatever they want yeah. and feeling it. Live your life. Be free. Be happy. I'm going to be free and be happy by making fun of you the entire time. That's what I'm going to do. These hands going in. What's it, like a hand jive? What is that?
I don't know.
It's just nonsense.
I just find it hilarious you're enthralled with a 61-year-old man.
Is he 61? Jesus Christ. Are you kidding me?
No.
He's too old for me. Anyway, so, I'm kidding. He's not too old for me. See how you just layer the jokes. You just keep setting it up.
You'd have to convert, though. He's Jewish.
Ah! My last name's Khan. Some people think I'm Jewish. Oh, but anyway, no, it was a great time. I got to say this. Like, they put on a phenomenal show. One of the stages, the sound wasn't great. It kept going in and out. It was frustrating. Mm-hmm. They do this thing, and I don't know if they do it at other festivals, Joe, where they give people trash bags to take around and collect cans and trash. And if you turn them in at the end of the night and you have a full bag, you get free swag. Like
yeah, we did it. Shirts. I did it last year.
Really?
It's the dumbest idea ever. At first, I thought it was great until somebody is carrying a bag filled with cans that have a hole in the bottom and they leak trash juice all over your blanket. It's people walking by nonstop, just trash juice pouring everywhere. But I thought they put on a phenomenal show all weekend. It was really well done. So anyway, good. I'll leave it at that. Go see Lenny Kravitz. It's mesmerizing. Couldn't take my eyes off the damn guy.
He's really like the Al Roker, you know.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway, all right, we are going to talk some sports. I'll get away from the rest of this. We have tickets to give away in the 7 o'clock hour and the 9 o'clock hour. Want to hear from you. Whew, lots of injuries. Lots and lots of injuries. We talk about it next. 410-583-1057. Reactions to Monday's injury news. Can the Ravens survive the next few weeks? We want to hear from you right here on the fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Man. Yeah, we've got a pretty good feel on all the injuries, you know, with the different guys right now where we're at. Really not commenting on those things today. We'll comment on them later in the week a little bit more. I can give you information on Broderick and Namdi. Namdi's going to be out for the year. That's going to be a year-long IR. Brody will not be. It'll be the four-week IR.
There you go. That's John Harbaugh talking about the injuries. And, I mean, look, not to sit here and rub salt in the wound, but when we talk about making the most of an opportunity, you have to do it. And everybody's window for the Super Bowl, for the World Series, whatever championship it may be, you have a window, and having a star quarterback keeps that window open as long as it possibly can be open. But when you stay healthy for an entire season with arguably the best team in the league, you got to win. You got to win it all. And you run into a season like this where there's no question they were the best team on paper.
They were.
Problem is the game's played on grass.
Yeah.
Or turf, depending on where you're at. But how do you feel about what we've seen thus far? The Matabike news, we all kind of felt like it was coming. Nobody wanted to say it here, and if you heard us talking about it, we were kind of alluding, like, this sounds like it's going to be a lot longer than people think. And next, nothing to play with. This. What if this ends up being a career ender?
Could be. I hate to say that, yeah. But it's like when you hear the, because that's how our defensive coordinator's career ended.
Yep.
Neck injury. I have one. When I went to the same doctor they went to, the MRI came back. I was told, if you win the NFL, I tell you, you can't play anymore. Just from what I have. Because it's that serious. I mean, you could, that's it.
That's why I stopped playing the NFL. Yeah,
that's why I turned down a contract.
Yeah.
But,
but there is a 60-year-old guy playing D-line in college.
And that's true. And I have 2 years of eligibility left. But
I took that as you're 58 and you're go ahead, sorry.
This is, look, I get it. There's things they do wrong, there's things that, you know, they haven't won and they were healthy for the last 2 years. All that. Absolutely. We're talking about this year. Let's stay focused on right now and not go back to 2023 and 2024. Right now, look, you gotta look just for this weekend. Matabike is out. He's done. Out for the season. That's horrible. Broderick Washington's out. Van Noy's out. Wish that's basically you retired. Travis Jones is out. That's the entire line.
Mm-hmm.
Your whole D-line is out.
Well, as soon as they said last week that they had four practice squad guys that were probably going to have to dress this week on the D-line, I went, give me the Chiefs. I'm not playing these games.
Yeah. I mean, so you have all these practice squad guys. Your entire D-line's out. Your fullback is out, who's critical to your running game. And people want to, he is critical to that running game. And like he's out. Now you have Wiggins hurt. I don't know, he's questionable for the weekend. Lamar Jackson's questionable. It's like, what are we doing? Ronnie Stanley's questionable.
And what sucks is like you get so many injuries, and with hamstring injuries, calf strains, you try to come back, like you start to feel okay and you come back too soon. Whoop, here's another 3 to 6 weeks for you.
Yeah.
Like it just, it's frustrating.
Ronnie tried things happened to Stanley. He came back in, he played, had to go back out. So it's like, you know, but Lamar is huge. And Wiggins, I don't know what happened to him, but he got hurt and he was holding his elbow. Look, a lot of pain on Marlon Humphrey's out. I forgot about Marlon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Other than that, we're good though?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's likely to miss, Marlon Humphrey, likely to miss a couple of weeks after sustaining a calf injury.
Mm. This is why you have to have deep depth.
Yeah.
Situations like this. Let's go ahead. Go ahead.
No, go.
No, go ahead.
Roquan's out too. Did I mention Roquan Smith?
You didn't say him yet.
Yeah.
All right.
Sidelined for a few weeks, apparently.
Let's go out to Trippy in Baltimore. Hello. What's up, Trippy?
Hey, hello. What's going on with y'all?
What's happening?
Hey, I ain't going to lie, man. I'm going to throw Rob under the bus like John Harbaugh did my man Tom. And man, I'm glad Rob ain't here today. I finally can talk. Hello? anyway, what's up, Ed?
What's happening, man?
Jeremy, this is my opinion, right, about Harbaugh, man. And I understand what you're saying, but only reason why I say it's time for him to go, right? Just hear me out, right? Because it's a lot of stuff going on, right? Like, mm-hmm. I'm going to be real with you, right? Let's be real, right? Coach Harbaugh, he babied them players up. He let them do whatever he want. Whenever them players do something wrong, he always got this dumb look on his face. But you know what? When there's a player like Keaton Mitchell, one of them rookies, he quit to put them in the doghouse. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He got babying them players up. Now you want to throw Todd Monken under the bus. So now that's starting to make me feel, right, like this whole offense looking confused. Like, what is it? Because last time I checked, some people said Lamar got the green light. Then I'm hearing he don't have the green light. And then when things ain't going right, it's like, what's going on? So I feel like the coaches need to change that. You know what I mean? And you know what I mean? It's crazy because guess what? It's the same thing. And don't get me wrong, right? I know injuries are part of the game, but I'm a fan, right? Next man up. I remember when Lamar got hurt that wild card year, fans were telling me why I'm still going to games. I'm sorry. I'm a Ravens fan at the end of the day. So I'm going to still ride with the players. But the thing is, with this coaching staff, do we even believe in these young kids? I believe in them, but with the coaches coaching them, do we believe them? Because even when we got a Kyle Hamilton, the podcasters and all them, they can't do nothing. Like, I'm just, you know what? I'm sick of this team.
Yeah.
You know what? Steve need to sit down, right? Steve need to really sit down, or maybe I need to go talk to Steve. You feel me? That's why I say, like, I ain't trying to be funny. That's why the team needs somebody like me on there. Because
yeah.
The same thing, I know some fans talk about, oh, you cuss Marlon Humphrey out. I ain't cuss him out. I'm trying to tell him play better. Because every time I turn around, you on the internet, you making fun about macaroni and cheese. Nobody want to hear about that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All we want to hear about is, what can y'all do to play better? To be honest with you, I hate to say it. Somebody said it on Twitter yesterday, Jeremy. I felt like the Bills took our heart.
Ooh.
And just because we played the Browns, we like, oh, we're 1-1. We ain't playing no – it was Joe Flacco, man. Like, hello, it was Joe Flacco. And one more thing,
yeah,
right?
Go ahead.
Hold up. One more thing. Look at these OCs we had. We had Cam Cameron, Jim Conwell, Mike Tressel, Tressman, Gary Kubiak. They all gone. You know what I mean? It's so funny. John Harbaugh be so quick to throw people under the bus. Maybe if he starts saying, you know what, we need to do this better and do that better, it'll listen. You know what? And then another thing, this fan base is brainwashed. A lot of them, oh, as long as we got Lamar Jackson, we can win this and that. And now everything going, look,
well,
everything.
But the fan is good.
No,
I mean, thanks, Trippy. Call won't get a head coaching job with the Lions.
They were going to fire him if he hadn't got the job.
But they went on to head coaching job, so he didn't throw them away. Listen, I'm not. You're entitled to an opinion. That's why you just can't let them talk, because I agree. I question the coaching right now, because these things, the defense look confused to me. And I'm frustrated with the offensive play calling as well. So, yeah, I get it. I get what you're saying. I don't know how the season's going to be salvaged with this kind of injury roster. Because now, even if they're not out for the season, Roquan's out, according to what I'm reading on the injury report, several weeks. Marlon Hoare, several weeks. Now you got Travis Jones out and Medebike's out. These guys are out. It's like, if you lose the next 3-4 games, bye-bye,
mm-hmm.
That's it.
Now you can get that pass rusher you always wanted. You'll be drafting in the top 5.
Right. That'll be that. So,
well, I mean, defense looks horrendous right now, and seeing if they can fix it. We got a bunch of callers. I mean, Trippy got people going here. So Ken, Manny, Larry, hang on. We're going to continue this conversation talking about the Ravens. Did John Harbaugh throw Todd Monken under the bus? We'll get into that and more right here on 105.7 The Fan. All right, guys. Welcome back. Big Bad Morning Show. We're going to take some phone calls here real quick. But first, here's what John Harbaugh had to say about the offense.
We had downfield routes with no checkdowns, you know, and we were chipping our way out trying to take care of the edges. And they run an inside blitz, and it's not picked up. It's not going to be picked up. And Lamar throws it, and it's a tough throw, and the guy makes a nice play. I mean, the guy made a great play. I give him credit. Leo made a nice play, but that kills your drive when you're moving the ball right down the field. So, no, I don't like that play call at all, or that the result of that. And then we have the series where we have the two delay games. I mean, that's what knocked us back. And then you're back there really 2nd and 10, and you make another type of a situation where you invite a blitz, and now you got the penalty and Lamar backing up. I mean, that was a bad series for us. I mean, we just got to look at it honestly as a coaching staff and just say that was not good.
and we put ourselves in that situation. Then the next one was a tip ball, a screen they defended, then a tip ball. Next thing you know, you're 3rd and 10, and you're off the field there. That was a more normal one. But those three series, I think, dictated the course of the game.
Let me say this real quick, because I know I'm highly critical of Harbaugh, and I have been for years. I don't know what people... I can't sit here and go, he doesn't say anything, he says the same crap every time, and then as soon as he says something, go, I can't believe you threw the offensive coordinator.
That's exactly where I was going with this. Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, that's exactly... Now it's like, he's throwing everybody under the bus again. This pisses me off so much with fans, because this happens all the time. He don't say anything. He's always defending these guys. He defends his coaches. He's too good to them. The second he's honest, because, I mean, the Village Idiot saw what happened. Back-to-back delay of game penalties. And then an intentional grounding, if I'm not mistaken, was the next play.
You didn't see the Titans coach get absolutely murdered last week for this? Not knowing what was going on? And how do you have a timeout, then another team calls a timeout, and then you come in and you get a delay of game? How does that happen? That was Tennessee last week.
Anyway, back to the Ravens. It's like, this was just awful. Lamar should have never thrown that pass either. That pass to Andrews was like, why would you throw that? He was covered, and he just throw the ball away once in a while. It's like either he's taking sacks now, or he's throwing it to really dangerous situations where, he got lucky last week. A couple of dropped interceptions. So, I mean, there's a lot going on here. And I don't know how you have these delay of game penalties. There was a lot of time left on the clock on the second one when he got to the line. I just don't understand. And then Harbaugh is critical of him and the team and of themselves. And now people are pissed. I can't believe he's throwing people under the bus. What do you guys want? Who was the NBA player when they asked about homosexuality in the NBA? He said, I don't really want any gays in my locker room.
Hardaway?
Hardaway?
Well, Hardaway got vilified for that.
It must have been Hardaway.
Carl Malone didn't want no AIDS.
I think it was Hardaway, because then it's like, you ask them questions. If they don't answer, you say, well, this is, they don't change it. Then they give you an honest opinion. You don't like it. And now you vilify them.
And that's where I don't want to be with this, because, again, I have no problem being highly critical. I try not to make anything personal unless there's something personal that happened. Mm-hmm. And I have no problem. This is one of the reasons I talk to people in this industry when they become friends with players and coaches, and it makes it difficult, because you walk into this building and it's like, oh, I don't want to criticize him. That's my, I'm friends with him, or we've all had it. I've been friends with players where it's like, I can't believe that happened. What do I do now? And my whole thing is just be honest. It's not fair to sit here and ask him to do something different when they win or lose, instead of being the happiest guy in the room, or we just got to look at the film. He gave you answers this week. He went through specific plays and said, this wasn't supposed to happen. Why wasn't this here?
Right.
So for the people that go, he doesn't know anything about football, you're clearly wrong. He's breaking down stuff. Yeah. And again, going back to it, The one serious issue I've had with Harbaugh is that I feel like he's been way too loyal to these coordinators when things go down. It's not always your fault, and you don't have to fall on or jump on the grenade every single time.
And I agree with him. I don't like the play call either. Yeah. So it's like,
and I'm sure, I bet you Todd Monken would come out and say, I look back. We've all made mistakes.
Yes.
I mean, Ed, I've been divorced once, and let me get to this next caller. Ken's in Owings Mills. Ken, you're on the Fan. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, Ed Norris. Hey. Jeremy Kravitz. What's going on?
Jeremy's going to keep his name when he married.
It's going to be hyphenated. It's Kravitz Khan.
We'll hyphenate. Look, man, I'm glad Trippy started it off with the coach. And I get what you guys are saying with Harbaugh. And I'm happy that he finally did not jump on the grenade and came out. I'm not saying he's a know-nothing football coach that doesn't know anything about plays. This is where I fault him at, is with his mentality. You can't tell me if any other coach like Reed or Peyton or Shanahan had a Lamar, that what I go against him on is like that mentality of playing to not to lose and not playing to win. And I'll explain what I mean. When we have the lead and it just don't put down the hammer on teams and just put our foot on their neck, it's like a competing message that comes from John Harbaugh. And I think that's the type of just energy that he is giving the team. Play like a Raven now means what? It's like, what does that actually mean? And to where we play with the lead and we have that lead, then we back off of it instead of just ramming it down people's throats. And where is the ability that we're going to have faith in these players that are now injured or who we're going to play with?
Yeah, so I mean, look, Cannon, I appreciate the call. And I think you're going to have to figure this out. The one thing we've said about the Ravens, they draft so well, they have depth. And now you're going to find out how much depth you had. I mean,
they don't have this much depth. No one has this much.
I mean, but like we've gone through this, if you can weather the storm and their schedule looks fairly easy outside, I hate saying that. It's easier outside of two games. When you start looking at some of the teams there, you're like, that team should never beat us. That team should never beat us. But guess what?
The problem is we're one of those teams now.
Yeah, well.
That's the reality of where we are, man. This is not the Ravens going on the field anymore. This is a collection of guys that would not be on the Ravens roster.
I don't disagree.
So, I mean, this is what people, I guess you have to change your mindset. Like, this isn't the Ravens on the field right now. These are the Ravens you would see in a preseason game. That's who you're going to see. They can't field the starting team now.
You can sit here and talk about all those injuries you want. The most important one, obviously, is Lamar.
Obviously,
because,
yeah.
I mean, you could still win games. They lost one 41-40. They almost won that one in a shootout, and it's just amazing how things can go awry this quickly. Let's go to Larry in East Baltimore. Larry, you're on the fan.
Good morning. How you doing?
Morning.
I'm just saying, with all the injuries, it happens. You know, work is just like life. But Harbaugh, he's doing the best he can. He's not Houdini. He's a coach.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's gonna win with all these injuries. It started with the defensive line when Michael Pierce retired. That's the anchor right there. If you don't have the horses up front, you don't win. The bottom line. Y'all have a nice day.
You too, man. All right. Well. All right, we got to grab some more callers here. We've got more coming up on the Ravens. It's going to be Ravens intensive at the 8 o'clock hour. We got a bunch of guests. Ralph Russo, college football. Ken McCusick, more Ravens. Brendan Mortensen, Orioles. And Mike Loxley joins us getting ready for his big game this week. But up next, we'll continue your phone calls. Do you still see the Ravens as a Super Bowl contender, as a team that can win the AFC North, as a wild card team? Where do you think their ceiling is right now with how things have gone? We talk about it next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You come to understand that this is how it works, you know, in professional sports, especially in football. It's a tough league, and there's going to be these challenges, and that's why it's so meaningful when you can overcome them and come through the other side and have success or take it all the way to the end and go deep in the playoffs or win the Super Bowl. I mean, that's why it's just such an amazing thing, and I think why it's such a compelling environment. to be a part of.
That's John Harbaugh. It's the Big Bad Morning Show. Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris, Rob Long is off today. We've been talking Ravens, 410-583-1057 if you want to get in. With what he said there, and it is, it's an extremely difficult thing to get to the Super Bowl and win it, with all things considered, and I think that's what makes what Kansas City has done the past few years so damn special. Just finding ways to get it done in the postseason, even when they don't have their best team.
Let me tell you, Philly the best. Out of the three losses, that was the least of the three teams we faced.
Yeah.
And they still get it. I mean, and that was the worst loss we suffered. They did not look nearly as good as the Lions or the Bills.
No, as my one buddy said, he only watched the first 5 minutes and he was content with what happened. So the Ravens moving down the field and scoring a touchdown. That's about it.
They opened the game.
Yeah. And after that, he turned it off. So he doesn't know what happened after that. Yeah. You know, like it's frustrating too, because the question we ask, are they still a Super Bowl contender? And my answer is yes. But I understand how you like, look at all these. It's a lot to overcome. It's a lot to ask. The only thing, the one saving grace is that your schedule is favorable. But at some point, you got to go, well, how much better are we than them with the way that the team is constituted right now?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're watching teams play. I brought this up last week about just how it's a week to week league. The Falcons get shut out by the Panthers and then they come back and beat Washington, who beat the pants off of Vegas, who, you know, you keep going through this and that, and you're going to point that team's good. Anything can happen in any given week. Jacksonville beat San Francisco. You know, like, well, what?
They look good. Jacksonville's
3-1. With Brock Purdy returning, you know?
Yeah.
Jacksonville should be 4-0. Remember, they blew the game to Cincinnati. So it's weird when you look at it and how things are setting up. And you get a Texans team that finally got off the schneid and got their win. And it's amazing. They're 1-3, and so are the Ravens. But they feel so much better today than they did last week. So,
who's they?
The Texans.
Oh, absolutely.
You have the same damn record. They won a game. Yeah. And now it's like, okay, let's see what happens. Their offensive line sucks.
Well, I mean, the problem's going to be, think about it. It's, you know, it's if things go the way they look like they might, it's going to be C.J. Stroud versus Cooper Rush, not Lamar Jackson.
It better be a heavy dose.
And he's going to be throwing against, you know, not Marlon Humphrey, not Roquan Smith, not your entire defensive line. It's this whole lens has changed.
Yep. Go to Mike in Baltimore. Mike, you're on the fan.
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Good, man. Good. How are you?
All right. Hey, the thing about, with us being decimated with all these injuries and all, I don't think we were really a Super Bowl contender. And I had kind of doubt even before the barrage of injuries. But the thing about Harbaugh throwing Monson under the bus, and Ed, you were saying, like, you know, you want honesty and that, they give honesty. My thing is that if Harbaugh, the thing about with Harbaugh with me, if he was any kind of a good coach, during the game, you should be able to go to your coordinators and say, hey, look, man, I don't think this is working, or I don't think this is working, or whatever. So, you know, now, you know, he comes out after the game at the press conference and does something that's rare for him, and that's throw a coach or player on his bus. I'm just saying he's not really that great a coach where he, during the game, he can go to his coordinator. He just lets it fly. And then the result is the result. He doesn't take command during the game.
All right. Well, hey, look, I'm not in disagreement with you there. I'm not the biggest in-game fan of John Harbaugh. I've been talking about it for years.
How do you know he didn't do that, though?
I mean, you don't.
You started the second half, and you started running the ball again. And then you coughed it up and they scored again. So you couldn't run.
Well, and I did have someone send me a message saying, I think it was on Twitter, if Harbaugh's hearing the plays come across, why can't he change? Like, again, there's a lot to ask in those moments with the clock winding down 30 seconds. Like, no, I don't like this play. Okay, let me find a different one. Let's go to, hold on, where are we going? That's why you have a delay of game.
It's not that simple.
Yeah. So
the people feel like they're playing Madden or something.
Well, they could be.
If they are, they're not very good at it.
Can we turn it to the easiest level now?
Yes, put it on rookie mode.
Let's go to DJ Voice. DJ Voice, how are you, man?
All right, good morning, man. I got two quick points, man. Jeremy, like, I remember you talking about it for a long time now, and I feel the same way. I'm not the biggest Harbaugh fan, but I feel like, you know, like everybody saying get rid of Harbaugh is the answer. And, like, you know, from what I know, you know, it's the coordinators are the ones who are calling these plays, man. Like, just like everybody talked about that third and one and not having Derrick Henry in the game where they have to at least account for him being in there. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like that's like strictly on the coordinator. You know what I mean? I feel like if we had Monken or Orr up there answering questions at some of these press conferences, and you know, you guys that are from the media are there answering those hard questions, could possibly cause them to think, or we would find out if they're stuck in their ways. The last thing, man, I want to give y'all an early shovel, man.
All right.
Yeah, the morning show.
For what?
Because, man, when we lose, man, you know, we be in like a bad mood. And here y'all come on here making us laugh at the same time when we trying to soak it out sadness.
You don't want
to. And it's kind of unfair, man. Y'all have a good morning, man. I'll keep on listening.
Boys, appreciate it. I'd say this much. Like, don't you want somebody to come in and try to make it light?
Yes.
I mean,
I think he was being...
I know. But the point is, like, you can come in here and tell everybody about your life, and then you can realize, hey, I ain't got it so bad. Mm-hmm. That's what this guy's got. Let's go to, who is it? George in Perry Hall. George, you're on the fan. What's up, man?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, just wanted to talk about a couple things, two quick points. So Lamar's been sacked, 17 times this year through three games and 24 times last year. Point number one, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, this team can't stop a nosebleed right now. My thing is, the Rams got rid of all their draft picks and managed to form a formidable defensive line. I don't know what's going on in the locker room, but it seemed like yesterday they said that only Malachi Starks came up to the podium and talked about the Ravens. Is there something going on in the locker room, something with leadership? And again, as critical as you are with Harbaugh and so forth, granted, he's been there, you know, great leader, spokesman, so forth, but he's been there since the George Bush administration, man. Something's got to happen, you know, as far as changes or strategy. And I don't know if that's, you know, Bisciotti or so forth, but just wanted to hear your take.
Right. George, appreciate the call.
Well, the one thing is you got to account for the fact that half the team was injured. They're not going to speak because you can't speak to them.
Mm-hmm.
So they're out. They're not going to speak because you can't speak to players that are injured.
That's
why he spoke to all these backups.
The other thing that he said in talking about, you know, the Ravens and that – looking at Harbaugh, it's not if you watch the tape of Lamar on Sunday, Lamar looked terrible. He looked terrible on Sunday.
He did.
And then you're talking about here's the other part of it. If you're talking about sacks, we have to go back and look at it. Yes, not all sacks are created equal. Sometimes it's a covered sack. Sometimes the offensive lineman gets beat or a blitz doesn't get picked up and you get sacked. There are other times that the quarterback's holding onto the ball too long, whether that's the wide receiver's not getting open
or taking a sack,
or he's trying to make too big of a play.
Yeah.
This team should be able to just move like a warm knife through butter right down the field on most teams. And I'm not saying, look, they're not going to score every time they touch the ball, but they should be a threat to score on every drive. Mm-hmm. And right now, it's not that. I don't know what's going on with the running game. It's just everything seems kind of weird. All right. Coming up next hour, we're going to get into some more talk. Ravens talk, Orioles talk. We got Shovels, Ralph Russo. But we want to hear from you. Do you think the Ravens are still Super Bowl contenders? 410-583-1057.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.